You perceive now that the facts in this case bring us to precisely this result. Morally, the American tramp is rightful Earl of Rossmore. Legally, he has no more right than his dog. There now, are you satisfied?"
There was a pause. Then the son glanced at the crest carved in the great oaken mantel and said, with a regretful note in his voice, "Since the introduction of heraldic symbols, the motto of this house has been Suum Quique, to every man his own. By your own intrepidly frank confession, my lord, it has become a sarcasm. If Simon Lathers—"
"Keep that exasperating name to yourself. For 10 years it has pestered my eye and tortured my ear, till at last my very footfalls time themselves to the brain-racking rhythm of Simon Lathers, Simon Lathers, Simon Lathers. And now, to make its presence in my soul eternal, immortal, imperishable, you have resolved to—what is it you have resolved to do?"
"To go to Simon Lathers in America, and change places with him."
"What? Deliver the reversion of the earldom into his hands?"
"That is my purpose."
"Make this tremendous surrender without even trying the fantastic case in the Lords?"
"Yes."
With hesitation and some embarrassment.
"By all that is amazing, I believe you are insane, my son. See here. Have you been training with that ass again, that radical, if you prefer the term, although the words are synonymous, Lord Tansey of Tallmarsh?"
The son did not reply, and the old lord continued,
"Yes, you confess. That puppy, that shame to his birth and caste, who holds all hereditary lordships and privilege to be usurpation, all nobility a tinsel sham, all aristocratic institutions a fraud, all inequalities in rank a legalized crime and an infamy, and no bread, honest bread, that a man doesn't earn by his own work. Work, pah!"
And the old patrician brushed imaginary labor dirt from his white hands.
"You have come to hold just those opinions yourself, I suppose."
A faint flush in the younger man's cheek told that the shot had hit and hurt, but he answered with dignity,
"I have. I say it without shame. I feel none. And now my reason for resolving to renounce my heirship without resistance is explained. I wish to retire from what to me is a false existence, a false position, and begin my life over again. Begin it right. Begin it on the level of mere manhood, unassisted by factitious aids, and succeed or fail by pure merit or the want of it. I will go to America, where all men are equal and all have an equal chance. I will live or die, sink or swim, win or lose, as just a man, that alone, and not a single helping god or fiction back of it."
"Hear, hear."
The two men looked each other steadily in the eye a moment or two. Then the elder one added, musingly,
"Absolutely crazy. Absolutely."
After another silence, he said, as one who, long troubled by clouds, detects a ray of sunshine,
"Well, there will be one satisfaction. Simon Lathers will come here to enter into his own, and I will drown him in the horse pond."